It's time for your North Iowa News on KCHA for Tuesday, April 7th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. One person was killed in a house fire Monday in Charles City. Fire Chief Sam Deverell says the Charles City Fire Department was dispatched to a structure fire at 105 Hart Street just after 4:30 Monday afternoon. CCFD personnel arrived to find a single-story, single-family residence with heavy smoke and fire, and firefighters immediately began a fire attack. Mutual aid was called from several area fire departments, including Caldwell, Floyd, Rockford, Marble Rock, and Rudd. Various public safety agencies also responded, including the Charles City Police Department. Close to 30 firefighters battled the blaze until around 8 p.m. when the fire was contained, with CCFD on scene until about 11:45 last night. The rubble of the home was still smoldering as of this morning. Deverell says the structure is a total loss, with the cause of the fire under investigation. He also confirms there was one fatality, and the cause of death also remains under investigation. The victim's body has been taken to the state medical examiner for an autopsy. Deverell also advises there is no immediate danger to the public and that this remains an emergency scene. Please avoid the area unless you reside or have business in the area. The Charles City Street and Water Departments, Floyd County Communications Center, Floyd County Search and Rescue, AMR Ambulance, and MidAmerican Energy also assisted at the scene. A pair of Charles City police officers were recognized for their life-saving efforts during Monday night's city council meeting.
On the night of January 29th, at approximately 5:57 in the evening, our officers receive an ambulance call. We respond to literally hundreds of ambulance calls every year, so it's not unusual. When the officers got there, though, what they found out, they had a patient there that was not breathing and didn't have a beating heart.
That's Police Chief Hugh Anderson saluting the quick action of Officer Lenny Left and Sergeant John Jenkins.
Something, when you get there, I guarantee that they thought this was going to be a mundane call. And when they get there, the adrenaline dumps. When this happens, you have to depend on your training that we've had. Officer Smith teaches the CPR. You have to depend on that. You have to depend on how to hook up the AED and everything else. Both these officers acted just completely courageously.
Sarah Michaud, the woman saved by Luft and Jenkins, was on hand for the award presentation.
I had what was called a prolonged UT that majority of people don't survive from. When they came to our house, we didn't know what this was. My husband thought I was having a seizure. They were able to do CPR on me and shock me back to life. And the ambulance was able to take me to the hospital here in town. And I was able to be life-flighted down to Iowa City.
Michaud would spend a week in the hospital following the heroic actions of Luft and Jenkins.
I don't remember that Thursday night at all. But I am so honored that you guys were there to save me. And bring me back to life. This is my what that might be. I thank you so much for saving my life.
Anderson noted that having the person whose life was saved on hand for the award presentation doesn't always happen. Iowa Secretary of Agriculture Mike Nagg presented a Wergen Good Farm Neighbor Award to a Chickasaw County family last Thursday.
Well, it's great that the neighbors, felt to nominate us and, to be recognized by your peers for things you just do every day because of, you just do it, volunteer work and conservation work and farming.
That's Joanne Tupper, who, along with her husband Larry, operate Poppy Farms about 6 miles south of Ionia, where the family raises weaned to finish hogs and feeds cattle while also growing corn and soybeans.
We farm as a living, but we also farm because we can make it profitable. And so we've always strived to be a profitable farm so that we can. Our farm supports 4 families, and it always has. And we've expanded over the years, but it's through good management and cooperation between our working partners that we can make those things happen.
Poppy Farms began when Joanne's parents, Edmund and Alma Poppy, purchased the home farm in 1952. Joanne's brothers began farming with their father in the early 1970s. Larry and Joanne purchased her dad's portion of the farm enterprise in 1988 and farmed alongside Joanne's brothers until they began retiring in 2015, something Joanne and Larry are also looking forward to.
Our goal is to, by the end of 27, to be retired and transition to the boys owning, the three young guys owning a third.
Nagg says the Tuppers epitomize the Wergen Good Farm Neighbor Award.
Heavily involved, really across the spectrum, here locally, but also statewide in organizations, pork producers, cattlemen, soybean, and just great leaders, extension, 4-H. What we're looking for in a Good Farm Neighbor Award winner is people that are doing the right things, from a care for their livestock, caring for the land in the proper way, and also people who are just completely invested in their communities.
Nag is very familiar with the Tepper family, including Joanne and Larry's son, Michael, a former FFA state president.
Every family's special. Every family has a story. And I love that we get a chance to tell that story and unwrap that for people and introduce people to real farm families that are doing these things. But I would be lying to you if I said it wasn't extra special to be able to visit the farm of a family I've known for a long time and be able to recognize them in front of their community members. That took a special note today.
Nag also saluted the Teppers for creating a legacy that can be carried on by the next generations, which he notes is not easy and is an intentional choice by the Teppers as to what comes next. A North Iowa man is facing an assault charge after he allegedly choked a female victim. The Floyd County Sheriff's Office says 36-year-old Jamie Griffin of Floyd was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault, impeding flow of air, blood, and aggravated misdemeanor shortly after 1:30 Sunday morning. The arrest came after an investigation into a domestic disturbance in the 1100 block of First Avenue in Floyd. According to the criminal complaint, Griffin is accused of choking a female, with a woman telling FCSO that she did not lose consciousness but complained of not being able to breathe. She also claimed that, quote, he could seriously hurt her if he wanted. Griffin allegedly admitted to FCSO that things went too far and he did put his hands on the victim. Griffin is scheduled for a preliminary hearing April 24th in Floyd County District Court. A central Iowa woman who allegedly led law enforcement on a vehicle pursuit southeast of Charles City last fall was arrested again last week for failing to appear in court to face the charges against her. She was then arrested again 3 days later on a new charge. Floyd County Sheriff's Office says 42-year-old Rebecca Phillips was arrested last Tuesday night on a warrant for failure to appear. She was picked up in Chickasaw County and then transported to the Floyd County Jail. Court records show the warrant for Phillips' arrest was issued February 27th after she did not show up for a pretrial conference on charges of driving while barred, eluding, and OWI. Those charges stem from her arrest on November 13, 2025 by FCSO after a deputy attempted a traffic stop on Phillips' vehicle for a brake light that was not working. However, she allegedly failed to pull over and led law enforcement on a pursuit, which ended in the 3100 block of 220th Street after officers were able to box her car in. After her arrest last Tuesday, Phillips posted bail of $2,000 the next day and she was released from custody. However, according to court documents, Phillips was arrested again on Saturday by Charles City Police for driving while barred. She is scheduled for a preliminary hearing on the aggravated misdemeanor on April 22nd in Floyd County District Court. Back in late January, CCPD also arrested Phillips for failing to appear in court for her arraignment on her November charges. She would post bail of $1,000 after that arrest. More North Iowa news on the way on KCHA.